This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero already making a distinction between himself and his Republican challenger Rick Snyder as the two face off in the governor's race. Bernero points out the advantage of his political background.
I know the legislative process. Rick Snyder doesn't. You know, these guys talk about economic development. His has been a corporate approach of outsourcing and downsizing. I've created jobs in Michigan.
MSU Associate Professor Michael Craw at James Madison College tells WILS that Snyder is likely to be a challenging opponent for the mayor and will be a big draw for independent and some Democratic voters.
That's where Virg Bernero's problem is at, Rick Snyder comes off as being relatively moderate for a Republican, comes off as an outsider. Both of those things are likely to be very appealing.
Two local Republican state congressional nominees now ready to face their Democratic opponents. In the 67th district, Jeff Osterly will be going up against Barb Byram.
I think I can beat her. My supporters out here in the county, in the more residential areas like Delhi and that, think that I can beat her.
And in the 69th district, Susan McGillicuddy challenging Mark Meadows.
He has a record now in the state legislature, just like he had a record in his office as mayor, and I plan to use some of that on the campaign.
Mixed reaction over a Michigan Supreme Court ruling impacting car accident victims. Rich Hurl has the story you're hearing only on WILS.
The state's highest court this week overturned a 2004 ruling that limited pain and suffering damages for victims of an automobile accident unless a body function was seriously impaired. Peter Kunmich from the Insurance Institute of Michigan spoke with WILS.
We think this really pushes the what we call the threshold way too far to one side and creates an imbalance there in the no-fault system that unfortunately is going to probably increase costs for our customers.
But East Lansing attorney Mike Nichols, speaking as a customer, tells WILS he doesn't think that's true.
You get that bill once a month or once every 6 months or once a year. I don't recall seeing my premiums go down after the Kreiner decision 6 years ago.
Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
And MSU basketball coach Tom Izzo announcing that Chris Allen, a senior guard and one of the team's top players, will not be returning next year. He may be Lansing's mayor now, but Virg Bernero is one step closer to becoming Michigan's next governor, decisively defeating his challenger, House Speaker Andy Dillon, in the Democratic gubernatorial race last night.
We won. We won. More importantly, the hardworking men and women of Michigan won tonight.
Bernero now goes up against Republican nominee Rick Snyder, who spoke to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
People are tired of sound bites and bickering. The voters have spoken. There are better ways to do things. Let's bring some common sense, real-world solutions to Lansing.
Governor Jennifer Granholm visiting an auto conference in Traverse City today. She reacts to last night's election results.
I think that both of these men are interested in continuing to diversify Michigan's economy. I think both are really interested in investing in education and higher education.
Right here in the 69th District GOP State Congressional race, Susan McGillicuddy winning by a 2-1 margin over her opponent. She now goes up against Democrat Mark Meadows in the general election.
I'm for tax decreases for our businesses, and he's actually voted for every single tax increase brought before the legislature.
And the Michigan Department of Education finding that while Lansing's Sexton and Everett High Schools have made acceptable amounts of progress over the past year, Eastern High School has not and will need to restructure its method of operations. The matchup is set. Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero, the Democratic gubernatorial nominee, facing off against Republican Rick Snyder, both men winning their primary elections last night. Snyder on WILS Today says he's looking forward to November and tells WILS's Tony Connolly that he's very familiar with Bernero.
The mayor I've met several times. We've actually done debates together, and so I've enjoyed having discussions. As a practical matter, we're not going to attack the mayor. That's not the goal. Again, the goal here is to run a clean, positive campaign and focus on the issues.
Locally in the 67th District House Republican primary, Jeff Osterly winning the GOP nomination with well over half the votes. He tells WILS that although he expected to win, he was surprised by the margin.
It was because of my supporters. This was a real grassroots campaign. I had people all over the district that were helping me with this, not only with signs and that, but going out and talking to their neighbors.
Osterly now going up against Democrat Barb Byram in the general election. The Lansing School Superintendent, Dr. T.C. Wallace, reacting to this week's state Supreme Court ruling that teachers assaulted by students can sue school districts for not expelling the perpetrators. The court case was based on incidents which occurred in Lansing back in 2005. Wallace spoke to WILS.
The public doesn't know any more about the merits of the case than they knew 3 or 4 years ago. That's disappointing.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight some isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible, mostly cloudy, low around 67. Tomorrow tomorrow, cloudy and breezy, high near 85. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 58. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.